You should join us tonight.
You will witness a miracle.
Do you still think you're a star?
Stop it.
Is it me or is it getting a bit choppy?
Thanks for coming in.
We lived here.
I never forgot it.
I'm fine to walk, honestly.
We're not secret partners.
Enjoy the rest of the concert.
Movie news.
Kiva.
We'll see who gets the last laugh.
With Gareth Daly.
Whoa.
Good afternoon to you, Garrett. We are starting with American football. Tell me more.
Yeah, we are indeed. And a big director as well, and a big star. It's Nicolas Cage, who's going to play a famed American football coach and sports commentator called John Madden. And this is going to be in a film by David O. Russell, and they're simply calling the film Madden. Now, MGM, Amazon are backing the film, which will be written, directed and produced by O'Russell, with additional casting to be announced at a later date. Madden, who died in 2021, was a larger-than-life head coach of the Oakland Raiders in the 1970s. He became a mainstay of television football coverage for three decades. He also lent his namesake to a popular video game franchise. I remember that one, providing creative input along the way. So the director here, he's coming off the back of a not-so-successful film in Amsterdam, but he has got a number of projects kind of lined up, a Linda Rodston biopic, and a 1970s period tale called Super Toys on the way as well. He kind of made a bit of headlines this week, because, George Clooney was doing an interview for GQ, and he basically slammed the director, and he said the experience of working with him on Three Kings was not a pleasant one. So
there's
there
no stopping George in that interview. He kind of just opened up about all kinds of things. But yeah, not a fan of David O. Russell, as you say.
No, he said he wouldn't work with him again. Yeah. Simple as,
Nicolas Cage will, though.
Yeah, he will. Okay. And lots will.
All right. Tell me about Sally Field.
So she's in talks to star in a project that Netflix has picked up the film rights to. It's Shelby Van Pelt's best-selling novel called Remarkably Bright Creatures. Now, the story deals with a unique relationship between a lonely woman working as a janitor at an aquarium. This is the role that Sally Field is in talks over. And a giant Pacific octopus living at the facility. Now, she's grieving at the recent death of her husband and has never got over the disappearance of her son at sea 30 years earlier. And meanwhile, the octopus is both cranky and smarter than the humans around him. Turns out he may be the only one who can help the woman. Wow. It was a top-selling book in 2023, selling over 2 million copies. It's gone through at least 30 printings at this stage. Van Pelt was a financial consultant before turning to being an author. Olivia Newman, who would have directed Where the Crawdads Sing, is lined up to direct and co-write with John Whittington, who would have worked on the likes of Sonic the Hedgehog 2 and the Lego Batman movie.
Sounds intriguing. Now, we'll remember Dominic Sessa from his breakout role in The Holdovers. He was so good in it opposite Paul Giamatti. Was dying to see sort of what the future held for him. So you've some casting news for us?
Yeah. He's attached to star as the late chef Anthony Bourdain in a biopic called Tony. So that's interesting casting straight away. So it's going to be directed by Matt Johnson, who would have directed a movie called Blackberry. And Bourdain, of course, rose through the ranks of cooking through various different restaurants across Manhattan in the 1980s and 90s. But he became famous on a whole other level for his best-selling book, Kitchen Confidential. He went on then to record numerous shows, the likes of which were on the Travel Channel, Anthony Bourdain, No Reservations, which ran for 8 seasons and focused on the exploration of international culture and cuisine. He later switched to CNN for Anthony Bourdain Parts Unknown series, and he was filming that series in France when he tragically passed in 2018. But that's some good casting,
him,
I think, right there. Yeah, and A24 are in negotiations to acquire the film before they even get going on it.
Okay, you have some more casting news. This is Darren Aronofsky's new crime thriller. Tell us all.
Yeah, so this is called Caught Stealing. And they've already, we've mentioned already on the movie news that Oscar nominee Austin Butler is leading the ensemble. Yeah. Zoe Kravitz is also starring in it alongside Regina King. They're now adding Matt Smith and Liev Schreiber to the cast as well. So this is getting to be a very big film with a very big director. It's based on the books by Charlie Houston, who adapted the screenplay. Caught Stealing follows Hank Thompson, played by Butler, a burnt-out former baseball player, as he unwittingly plunged into a a wild fight for survival in the downtown criminal underworld of 1990s New York City.
We're coming next to The Greatest Show.
Yeah, so this is The Greatest Showman. Now, Disney had a big conference in Anaheim during the week, and it's called D23. And one of the things that they announced at it was when the cast performed The Greatest Show, the signature song from the movie that starred Hugh Jackman as a young P.T. Barnum as he created the famous Barnum Circus. We know that movie from 2017. It turned out to be a huge success.
Yeah,
so Disney are now taking it to the stage. So this is probably going to be very big. Of course, you know, this wouldn't be the first time they've done it. Aladdin and, of course, The Lion King, both running on Broadway, you know, a long time at this stage. They've tried it before with Frozen. Now, Frozen opened on Broadway in 2018, did not return after the pandemic. So it had an 18-month closure and it just didn't return to Broadway after that. But in saying that, I could see this one working.
Yeah, definitely.
With the songs that featured in it, with how big the movie became, with the sing-alongs that happened with it as well. So they've put that into pre-production and we'll keep you posted as to The Greatest Show on Earth heading to the stage.
It was only a matter of time, I think, for that one. Now, closer to home, the IFI Documentary Festival is on the way.
Yeah, they've got an exciting programme for the edition that, as you mentioned, is on the way. The highlights include, you know, a lineup that will present cutting-edge mix of screenings, panel discussions and public interviews. Picked out a few to mention. The Gap in Consent is from Tom Burke. It's an extraordinary anthology of interviews with 14 leading Irish filmmakers representing a new body of knowledge in the field of documentary studies. You've also got The Song Cycle, and this is from filmmaker Nick Kelly and musician who sets off to cycle from his home in Dublin to Glastonbury, carrying all his gear and his bike and playing in pubs and clubs along the way, while his musical partner Sean Miller travels by bus to join Nick on stage each evening. And we've also got Housewife of the Year. This is about the infamous competition that ran from 1969 to 1995. Women all over Ireland competed to win the Housewife of the Year competition, celebrating cooking, nurturing and basic household management skills. So former contestants share their bewilderment at the acceptance of social structures and recount their experiences. There's lots on at the festival. It's running from September 25th to the 29th. Tickets are on sale at ifi.ie/docfest.
Okay, trailer watch. This one looks a bit creepy.
Take a listen to this. This is, this is a movie that's directed by Anna Kendrick. It's called Woman of the Hour.
All right, everybody, let's get started.
Live from Hollywood, it's the dating game.
Hey, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
When you get on that stage, I just need you to laugh and smile just over and over.
Oh.
Do that for me?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, camera,
Hi, Cheryl. Bachelor number two.
Hello, Cheryl.
And would you please say hello to Cheryl, bachelor number three.
We're going to have a great time together, Cheryl.
I don't date much. I don't date at all, actually.
But you decided to go to the dating game.
My agent said it would get me seen.
Did you feel seen?
No matter what words they use, the question beneath the question remains the same.
All right. What's the question?
Which one of you will hurt me?
Yeah, when the dating game gets a little bit creepy, as you say, Anna Kendrick and making her directorial debut with that. And it's kind of based on fact, I think I read as well.
It is. It's one of those stranger than fiction stories. It's about Cheryl Bradshaw and Rodney Alcala. Bradshaw was a bachelorette on the hit 70s TV matchmaking show called The Gating Game.
So it's like Blind Date game. Kind of, right?
Exactly, like Blind Date, and chose a handsome and funny bachelor number three, Rodney. But behind him was this charming facade was a deadly secret. He was a psychopathic serial killer. So this one is coming out on Netflix September 8th, but do check out the trailer first.
Okay, that's Woman of the Hour. Let's look to the big screen and new releases this weekend. We're starting with Alien Romulus.
Should be in and out in 30 minutes.
Space
place gives me the creeps.
What the hell is this?
I don't know.
Yeah, all is not well there, and cleverly using a little bit of Gene Kelly singing Lucky Star, but it's not so cheery a movie, I think.
Yeah, well, while scavenging the deep ends of a derelict space station, a group of young space colonizers come face to face with the most terrifying life form in the universe. I mean, they keep making the alien movies, right?
Yeah.
And there is a big TV series that they've made as well that is coming our way probably in the next few months. So I think Alien, if you're a fan of it, yeah, there's a lot to look forward to, and Alien and Romulus is for the big screen first. Yeah.
Okay. Now, it's not a huge weekend actually for new releases, but a few more to mention.
Yeah, I do. Only the River Flows is about a chief. Police investigates a series of murders in a riverside town in rural China in the 1990s. An arrest is made quickly. Clues push the policeman to dive deeper into the hidden behaviour of the locals. There is a look at the behind the scenes of one of the world's leading ballet companies' productions of Swan Lake. It's called Swan Song. That's also released. And then on Netflix, they've released a big movie with Mark Wahlberg, Halle Berry and J.K. Simmons starring in it. It's called The Union. Mm. And Mike's a down-to-earth construction worker thrust into the world of super spies and secret agents when his high school sweetheart, Roxanne, recruits him on a high-stakes U.S. intelligence mission.
Very good. What about a TV movie?
Yeah, so I'm a big fan of Clint Eastwood behind the camera. I think he's always made intelligent, very good movies. And this is a psychological thriller all the way back from 1971. It's about a DJ who has a one-night stand with an obsessive woman who repeatedly calls a station with the same song request. And when he revives his relationship with an old flame, his unstable fan is driven mad with jealousy. Clint Eastwood stars in it alongside Jessica Walter and Donna Mills. It's called Play Misty for Me, and it's on tonight on TG Cahir at 10:35.
Great stuff, Gareth. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.